A reading from the second letter of Peter, the third chapter. But do not ignore this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like one day. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some think of slowness, but is patient with you, not wanting any to perish, but all to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a loud noise, and the elements will be dissolved with fire, and the earth and everything that is done on it will be disclosed. Since all these things are to be dissolved in this way, what sort of persons ought you to be in leading lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be set ablaze and dissolved, and the elements will be met with fire? But in accordance with his promise, we wait for new heavens and a new earth, where righteousness is at home. Therefore, beloved, while you are waiting for these things, strive to be found by him at peace, without spot or blemish, and regard the patience of our Lord as salvation. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Let your steadfast love come to us, O Lord. Save us as you promised, we will trust your word.
The Holy Gospel according to Mark, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.' John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the River Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, 'The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.'" The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I'm not sure about the rest of you, but as we prepare for this Christmas season this year, it is found to be a bit strange or surreal for me. Advent, as Maddie talked a little bit about in her Kids in Christ time, is the season as we prepare for Christmas, prepare for Christ to come. And I usually spend most of my Advent season preparing for Christmas and running around like a chicken with my head cut off, decorating the house, buying the presents, going to holiday concerts, watching the Nutcracker, of course, many Christmas parties, Sunday school Christmas programs prepare for, decorating the sanctuary, and getting ready for 4 extra worship services. In the midst of the crazy Advent time, I am thankful for the daily Advent devotion, which keeps me grounded in the midst of all the activity, finding those small moments of peace and helping to remind me that as we prepare in the Advent season, we're not preparing for that commercial Christmas, but preparing for Christ to come. But this year, it feels different. There are not any holiday shows that we are frantically getting ready for. We might have a Zoom piano recital here, and later today we're gonna watch the Nutcracker on TV, but it seems like we have a lot more time, quiet time, waiting time, and sometimes even a little bit empty time. I know for me, time has felt really different this year. I'm pretty sure that 2020 so far feels like it's been about 8 years long, and December feels like it's almost done, but we're only 6 days into the month of December here. I'm sure that you've experienced throughout your life that even though we have 24 hours in a day, sometimes those 24 hours feel very different. There are those never-ending days when it feels like the day will not come to an end and you cannot get to night quick enough because the day goes on and on and on. And then other times when the day just flies by and you have no idea where the time went. Same 24 hours feels quite different. We hear in our lesson from 2 Peter that God also experiences time very differently. For God, it says, 1,000 years is like a day, and a day is like 1,000 years. And I guess we are now starting to understand how a day can feel like 1,000 years long. Time feels different, more drawn out. Sometimes I feel like maybe Advent started back there on March 13th, 2020, because that was the beginning of the lockdown and the beginning of the waiting for the virus to end, waiting for a vaccine to come, waiting for when life can go back to normal again. I did not think that we would be waiting this long. I thought we might be waiting longer than a week or two, but I had no idea that we would still be waiting by the end of 2020. We are in the longest Advent I have ever experienced. But Advent isn't only a waiting time. Advent's a time of preparation. On this second Sunday in the Advent season, we hear the story of John the Baptist each year. And John the Baptist called to prepare the way of the Lord. Today we hear the words from the prophet Isaiah, which proclaim, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." And in this Advent time, we prepare for the Lord's coming. Prepare for Christ to come as the baby born in the manger at Bethlehem, and prepare for the time when Christ will come again and make all things new. Truly, we are living in an in-between time. We know that Christ has come and brought us salvation and forgiveness and new life, love and hope. And we also look around the world right now and know that the world is far from how God longs for it to be. And so we prepare for Christ to come again. This Advent feels different this year. Lots of waiting, but how can we prepare differently as well? I know my preparations oftentimes end up more towards the commercial side of Christmas and less about preparing for Christ to come. Maybe this year, the preparing feels different. I do know that this pandemic has helped to open our eyes to see how the world is not as God wants it to be. We see more deeply how fragile life is. We see loved ones who are sick, people without work, those filled with anxiety, wondering how they'll pay their bills. We see isolation growing deeper, and our heart breaks with the pain of the world around us. We long for Christ to come again, and with the holiday hustle and bustle brushed aside, we can see the pain and brokenness all the more clearly We long for Christ to come. We long for an end to the hunger and starvation and sickness. We long for that new heaven and that new earth, but we don't just sit here longing. We don't wait idly. We prepare. We hear the words from 2 Peter become especially relevant to us in our time. Peter is writing to a people who have lost hope. They had thought that Christ would come back again in their lifetime. And yet, it has been 30 or 40 years, and Jesus still hasn't come back, and people are starting to die. They start to question, is God true to God's promise? But Peter reminds them that God's time is not our time, and also reminds them that God will come to make all things new. We do not know the day or the hour, but instead, we are instructed of how to live as we await this coming again. How do we prepare? Peter writes, since all these things are to be dissolved in this way, what sort of persons ought you be in living lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of God? Therefore, beloved, while you are waiting for these things, strive to be at peace with him, without spot or blemish. We get a glimpse of that preparing as we live lives of holiness and godliness and righteousness, finding that peace here and now. We know that the Savior has come to make all things new, and we know that Christ will come again to bring a new heaven and a new earth. And so in this Advent time, we prepare our hearts for Christ and make straight the way of the Lord as we hear that call from John the Baptist to repent, to confess our sins, to look deeply at our lives and at our world, and turn from those ways that draw us from God and from one another. Sometimes this repentance is hard work. There is much in our lives and in our world that we turn from in this season. And yet we see that out of this, new life springs forth. God breaks our heart open in new ways, so that we can more fully appreciate the pain and brokenness of our brothers and sisters around us. We also open our hearts to care. I've seen more deeply in this Advent season people cleansing their hearts and caring for each other. You may find that there's been an increase in giving to nonprofits who care for those in need. We have people reaching out to care for those who are grieving, lonely, phone calls, cards, prayers, Zoom if they're able to deeper connect. People here at Zion caring for each other as they give through member assistance, wanting to care for their brothers and sisters in this community who find themselves in difficult situations. It's even fun to see our Monroe Giving Tree signed up quicker than it ever has before. We see God at work preparing and transforming, changing us to prepare for Christmas in a new way, to do Advent differently. This Advent season, we've been forced in a very difficult way to look at our preparations and how those preparations truly helped prepare for Christ to come again. As we focus our intention on ourselves and on our broader community, we focus on those lives of holiness and godliness and righteousness that Peter speaks about, so we may find that peace of Christ. In our relationship with God and one another, we find connection. And that God is not slow about God's promise, but that God will come again and make all things new. God is using you and me. God is transforming our hearts. And in the meantime, we offer this prayer lifted up for this second Sunday of Advent. Stir up our hearts, Lord God, to to prepare the way for your only Son. By his coming, strengthen us to serve you with purified lives. Amen.